North Atlantic, 1943, Camarines, The Broom. Rosa was happy. The Third Reich soldiers had invaded the streets of Camarines in the summer of 1943. In the middle of the river, there was a German Navy oil tanker, the North Atlantic. Rosa was hanging the military uniforms on the line. She had never seen so many soldiers, despite living through the 1937 Depression. Even without the shooting, the fear remained in her eyes while she discovered the solitude of needing an embrace from her husband who'd run away. The lips were missing because the mouth was missing. All the kisses she never gave him and all the words she never said to him. Her tired body boiled every day. 4 tiny innocent mouths had to be fed. Resistance had to be maintained. Albeit with only 2 hours sleep every day, nightmares haunted her, naked during the day. She swept the streets with a broom while the diarrhea stained her legs because she was made to eat castor oil. She loved freeze crates since midnight, and while heating, she heat stones to separate the black iron, the wolframite, for the benefit of those Germans. She sewed with the nets. On the beach, she used buckets to collect the German oil. Escaping quickly from the Allied aviation, the German ship tried to find the refuge and had been smashed to pieces, flooding the Camarines River with thousands of tons of oil. As the tanks filled it with more water than oil, the silence was broken by the sound of a plane flying over the mouth of the big river. As it flew over their heads, it produced an emergency landing in the cornfield. The Focke-Wulf 200 Condor, the German foreign giant anti-ship fighter plane, wounded by shrapnel from a squadron of English planes, created a new runway in Camarines. Of the 7 crew members, only 3 were slightly injured. Rosa took clean clothes to the boarding house. The atmosphere was festive. Fate had brought together 2 brothers who hadn't seen each other since the beginning of World War II. The first was Gerard Drews, one of the pilots, and the second was commander of the oil boat. Rosa's children read this piece of news in the newspaper in 1971. Announcing the setting up of a plastic bag factory promoted by Drews, the German pilot, but it never arrived. Rosa learned to read as an old woman. One day, she found her old broom in the set. She cleaned it and prepared her own shrine. Now, she's keeping warm under the trail of books, among them, a Godel poet in another prison, who swept at the same time as Rosa.